You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says with 14 new COVID-19 cases, the second wave of the virus in the state is proving to be stubborn.
We will not, I don't think, be able to move as far and as fast as we had planned to next Sunday, but there will be movement. It will be significant. But we've got to do things that are safe. We've got to do things that don't set us back, that don't see everything that's been given handed back. This virus is stubborn, and we have to have that same sort of that steely determination to beat it.
Melbourne is still a fair distance away from the target for the next stage of reopening, a fortnightly average of 5 cases per day. The number currently sits at 9.5. Mr. Andrews says government and health officials will be taking the next week to closely monitor case numbers and decide what restrictions should be lifted on the 19th of October.
There will be steps next Sunday, and they'll be as broad and as significant as they can possibly be, but they have to be safe. If they're not safe, then we will throw away everything that Victorians have built.
The third step of easing was set to involve a reopening of the retail sector, with hospitality venues allowed to begin trading with outdoor dining and customer limits. The 5-kilometre limit on movement had also been up for consideration for potential easing, but new coronavirus outbreaks has put that in jeopardy. A cluster at a butcher within Chadstone Shopping Centre in Melbourne's southeast has spread to the regional town of Kilmore. Meanwhile, a new outbreak at Box Hill Hospital has now expanded to 10 cases. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says in making their decisions, authorities are balancing the public health risk and the ongoing mental health impacts of lockdown.
Part of what drives numbers now is that a couple of weeks ago we saw that people were too slow to test from the beginning of symptoms, and people were too slow to isolate from the beginning of symptoms. So they're the things that are contributing now to the cases that we're seeing, and we need to turn that around. And so we'll reflect on every single one of those newly emergent challenges. It's been a challenge all along, but it's particularly been a case recently, and I think it's that very tricky challenge as numbers go down that people think, oh, this can't be coronavirus anymore.
In New South Wales, 2 COVID-19 cases of local transmission relate to a nurse who tested positive after working at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. New South Wales Health's Dr Michael Douglas says the nurse is believed to have acquired the virus outside the hospital.
The casual nurse worked a single evening shift on Wednesday, the 7th of October, while infectious. The nurse provided specialised care to a single patient and had limited contact with a very small number of colleagues.
New South Wales Health has also issued an alert for passengers on several Sydney train routes and 2 businesses in southwest Sydney after the confirmation of COVID positive cases. Train passengers travelling on the 6th, 7th and 8th of October between Eastwood, Parramatta, King's Cross and Central have been urged to get tested if symptoms develop. Patrons of the Squeeze and Grind coffee shop on Argyle Street in Camden and the Narellan Town Centre on Camden Valley Way in Narellan are also urged to monitor for symptoms. In Queensland, an overseas acquired case of COVID-19 has been recorded, involving a man in his 20s in hotel quarantine who had recently returned from the Philippines. Meanwhile, wastewater COVID-19 test results in the Queensland regional city of Townsville have come back positive. Chief Health Officer Dr Jeanette Young says it's concerning as there's been no COVID-19 cases recorded in the region in months.
I was notified of a positive sewage test result in the sewage in Townsville. I'm not aware of any cases in Townsville that might have come from, so it is really important that anyone in Townsville today with any symptoms, please come forward and get tested immediately and isolate yourself until you get that result.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison continues to criticise the Labor government in Queensland for its strict border policy. The Queensland government says a recent spike in cases in New South Wales could change plans to reopen the border on the 1st of November. Queensland officials have given New South Wales authorities 48 hours to find the source of 3 mystery cases recorded on Friday, or it will reset its count for a 28-day period free of community transmission. Mr. Morrison says the border closure is costing people jobs.
Wherever possible, they've got to be clear, they've got to be transparent, and they've got to be done without double standards. You would only have borders in for as long as you absolutely have to have them. They're not something, I suppose, to boast of. They're things that are necessary, but are regrettably necessary in many occasions. And so when you have to have them, well, let's have them based on medical advice and for only as long as you absolutely have to.
But Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has defended Queensland's policy, saying the state government won't apologise for stopping the spread of COVID-19.
Frankly, I'm a bit sick and tired of people trying to use individual stories, the individual distress of people, to try to criticise the restrictions that have kept Queenslanders safe. And so I want to say, no matter who you are, whether you're Scott Morrison, the LNP, Clive Palmer, we're not going to be bullied by these campaigns. We are going to stick to our guns. We are going to stay strong and we're going to keep Queenslanders safe.
Dr. Jeanette Young says the process for granting exemptions to quarantine at home is fair, and about 60 exemptions have been issued for medical reasons since the 1st of August. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.